Hey guys, it's Jess from Local Music Somewhere, and today in the studio with R Beats, we have Fox and Veed, a outlaw country slash alternative rock band. It's a pretty great group. I'm so excited to have you guys in today. So how's it going?
Great. Yeah, thank you.
Going great.
Excited to be here.
Yeah. So Fox and Veed, let's talk about the band. You know, I know it's based off of you guys, you know, a duo songwriter situation. So tell me, you know, a little bit about yourselves. What's going on?
Well, I would say these guys started it.
Oh, yeah.
See, they were the songwriters. We all used to play in a band together, in like a cover band. And we all kind of started splitting up and coming back and forth and back and forth. And then them two kind of parted into their own thing, brought me in, brought our bass player in. And then that's just kind of how it was. They started writing country tunes and then we morphed into more of a rock thing. So
yeah, we got Ashton and his bombastic drum.
All right, go ahead. And already bringing that up.
Had to amp it up a little bit.
No, yeah. I love it. 'Cause in the description, we were talking about how you guys are kind of finding your sound. It's like, is it country, is it rock? And then we have to, you know, describe it as, you know, rowdy energy mixed with heartfelt emotion. I mean, and it's all the whole spectrum there. And so we've got Christian Veed and Logan Fox here, which are the names for the band here. We also have Ashton Red on drums, but we are missing who today? We're missing our bass player.
Landon Allman,
that's right. So where is he at today?
Dude's, he went on a snowboarding adventure.
Dude's shredding. He's absolutely shredding up the slopes right now.
Yep. Shredding up the slopes. Oh,
I
my
hope.
God.
He's either that or he's concussed.
Or he's in the next race.
As long as he shows up for the shows, right?
I suppose so. He might be lost on the mountain.
So speaking of shows, you guys are, you're playing out. You just came from Tennessee. You did your first gig out there. You're going to be heading down to Georgia soon. You're going to Boone tonight. You've got some Charlotte shows and everything. I wanted to talk about, you know, you guys have opened for some pretty cool acts. I mean, I'm looking and I'm seeing Everclear. What was the, so tell me about that gig that was back.
Hey, yeah, they make fun of me because they had some stuff planned that day and I like begged them to get rid of it because we had to open for Everclear.
Yeah,
I had a great time. I thought it was awesome. Everclear was awesome. They I've listened to like Santa Monica and Father of Mine for so long that like when that opportunity came up, I was so excited and it was a great show. I think it was one of my.
Who they were.
Really, I love Everclear.
Yeah.
So how did that pop up?
So we have a. It's actually a funny, wild story. I used to DJ, and I DJed at a Belk one time, like the store in the mall.
Oh, nice.
And the guy who got me that gig was like, oh, I heard your band, by the way. Like, let me get you guys a show for out here in this place called Carolina Adventure World in South Carolina. And we opened up for Colt Ford first. Country. Country, real country. It's like a mud pit, so we were mud pitting, and then we went and played for those guys, and it was awesome. Like it just kept getting us more shows. Those guys have been a great connection for us.
That's great. And
shout
as you
out
guys,
to Belk.
As you guys know, we had talked to Rodney Carmichael from the Cameron Marlowe band recently, and that brings me to the fact that you guys were a special guest on one of the recent Cameron Marlowe shows, the Ritz in Raleigh in November. Mm-hmm. So tell me about that. Was it fun? It had to be. The crowds are great for him.
It sold out there. It was crazy.
It was insane.
Yeah.
He just randomly DM'd us one day, and he was like, well, I think his parents have heard of us because they come to our shows sometime.
So they must really?
We're from like the same
area. Yeah, the same
area.
He's from Kannapolis and we're from Concord. So we're right next to each other. And I think his parents must have put us on. And
Shout out Liz Marlowe.
Yeah, shout out Liz
Marlowe.
Kip.
Wow.
Kip and Liz Marlowe.
His band and him, they're so cool. They're the coolest people.
They invited us.
And that boy can sing.
Yes, he can.
We had a great time at that show. I mean, I would say this is 100% the biggest show we ever played, and we loved it. And I, the nerves were flying.
These guys were
Nervous, it's like this: these steps you walk down at the Ritz, and I feel like I just floated down those steps on the way.
Great. I had a good buzz going on.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I'll have to do that next time.
But it went great. Yeah, it was a great show. One we'll never forget. So
that's
thankful for
so
him.
So super. Yeah, I know we have an image of Ashton jumping up off of the drum set. We talked about the bombastic style. So it's got to be really great. I feel like you guys bring all that stage presence. Like, you guys are so fun to watch. You guys in the videos that you have are freaking hilarious. You guys, when you're on the road, making up these, you know, little drink videos or whatever it is. I mean, you've got your videographer that'll come out and do the shoots. I just think it's great. You guys are obviously capturing, you know, what you need to do for socials. So I think that's pretty admirable. Let's talk about the fact that you have a new single coming out tomorrow. Okay.
Correct.
So it's called Too Far Gone. Tell me about it.
This is you guys.
Yeah, it's you. Go ahead.
All right, we wrote this. Me, him, and our buddy Owen.
Owen
Turbyfield.
Oh, yeah.
Owen
all right.
And we sat down. I think we wrote three songs that day. We wrote Too Far Gone, which is like a rock, pretty much like a rock song. We wrote another song, which is actually, we just stole some bits from it, so we're about to be using that for one of our next singles. And then we wrote a R&B song, which is like on the keyboard. So yeah. we kind of hit them all.
R&B song, really?
We kind of hit them all that day.
So we get with Owen. Owen's a very, he's not very country. He's more like indie and pop. And so when he comes in, we write with him. We get some different stuff.
So yeah.
We wrote that song that day.
To me, so I describe the song as like, it's like Country Creed.
Oh, there we go.
I swear, that's what I always think of. But, you know, I love it. I think it's awesome. I think it's fun.
I can't wait to hear it. Like, when I'm listening through your songs, you know, it is a melting pot of different styles, and it's so fresh for me to hear that. And we were talking before we started rolling about, you know, the songwriting being the backbone of every song you're going to do. And if it can sound good stripped down, it's going to be great. And that brings me to the one song. What was the ballad we were talking about right before?
All Alone.
Yeah. I mean, and I know you all don't play it live too much because it'll change the mood, but that's another favorite of mine. And I think, what are the influences for you? I mean, it's a melting
pot. They're all over the pop.
We all have
such crazy styles. So, like, Logan is huge blues guy, like loves blues. Christian is a huge country, outlaw country, like that's a country boy right there.
Shout out Waylon Jennings.
I'm a huge like 90s rock, punk rock, just I love high energy stuff. I was a huge Motley Crue fan. And Landon is just kind of, he like fits in the gaps. He loves everything. He was a big Soundgarden fan. I know that much. When we all come together, these guys mostly write the songs, and then me and Landon just kind of add our two cents and make
the sauce to it.
Well, it's working. I mean, when we look at the streams, and this is even from November of 23, y'all were just about at 500,000 streams. I'm not sure what that's up to by now, but that's pretty great with 72,000 listeners at that point. So how does it feel to, like, kind of, I mean, you're gaining momentum here. Do you feel that happening for you? Like, if you look back at the last year, like,
we're grateful, but we're very hungry. So we try not to let any of that get to our heads. Like, we love it. We're very appreciative of everybody that listens to it, but we're very like,
always
what's
on
next?
To the next step.
It's hard to, we appreciate it so much, but it's hard to wake up and be like, yeah, we're doing like awesome. Cause immediately I'm like, oh my God, we gotta keep on doing something. We're not doing good enough.
We gotta improve every day. Yeah.
Wow, but that's what it takes, though. You know, it takes that passion and the grit. And it seems like you guys, I mean, obviously you have that. We were talking about you guys recording in South Carolina. You guys want to tell me, you have an album out. Okay, we've got the Could Have Been Something that came out in September of 23, just a few months ago. So tell me about the recording process and all of that.
Our main man, Kenny in Archer Avenue Studios in Columbia, South Carolina. Shout out, Kenny.
Kenny's the man.
He's our man.
Kenny is, we bring in the songs, and they're, sometimes they're well-developed, and sometimes they're literally, we go in and we, like, don't
have
anything.
Words.
Yeah, we got the words and a little bit of guitar, but Kenny is just, like, he immediately sees the vision. He knows what we need to do, knows what's going on in the background. Like, he's the guy. Professional. Yeah. And with each time we go, it gets more fluid and more understanding of what we're trying to capture. So shout out to Kenny and Archer Avenue
and Dave at Studio B. Dave put us on.
Put that extra polish on the end. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's the one that told us about Kenny in the first place. So we owe a lot to Dave.
Yeah. Speaking of Dave, you guys, we're going to be chatting with Dave over at his studio tomorrow morning. So make sure you tune in for that. So also here, you guys are touring. You've got all these shows lined up. When I think about you guys on the road, I just imagine it's probably a very fun time. I mean, I think someone can agree in the room. It's probably
we're so stupid.
We say the dumbest when you're in a car for 7 hours with the same dudes over and over again. You say the most dumbest things that come to mind.
Sometimes I told him last time we came back from Nashville, I was like, you know, I really expected to be like, okay, I can like put my headphones in, maybe watch something, read a book. No. It's constantly like tapping on me and say something stupid. And a lot of Coors Light are ingested throughout the shows, vodka Red Bulls.
That's great. Have you guys written anything on the road, or does it come up at all? Like brainstorm?
I think we get more inspiration on the road and then we'll take that. I feel like we'll get inspiration and then we'll take it and come back home with it and try and write something out of it.
Yeah. Right now we're still kind of grunting things out a bit. So mostly we don't really have much downtime when we go to these shows because we're still just grinding and like setting stuff up still. Yeah. And we're still having to do all that stuff. So,
You don't get a lot of time. It's like nonstop.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are doing all the jobs. You're covering all the bases. I know you got the merch. I want that sweatshirt, by the way.
It'll be online soon.
Yep. Oh, really? Online soon. Okay, well, make sure we link all that down below. That's pretty great. So you guys are going to be performing an acoustic set here today, like one or two songs. Mm-hmm. Can you guys tell me about these songs? What are we thinking? What are we playing?
Oh, the newest one that comes out tomorrow.
We'll get to hear that here.
Mm-hmm. Early access.
Early access. I saw there was a little teaser that y'all posted today. Mm-hmm. So what time is it going to come out tomorrow?
Midnight.
It is midnight tonight. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, we get the exclusive. Okay, that's great.
And then we're doing Holy Water, which the chorus of Holy Water, he wrote years and years ago, and we ended up writing a verse, and we kind of just mashed them together, and it sounded great, and we were like, yeah, we'll rock with it.
That's great.
It fights for the top song. I think it is the top song today.
Yeah.
But it'll switch every day.
Really? Yeah. It was very
unexpected, too. Like, mm-hmm. we put out our other singles, and then we put that one on the album, and, you know, we just tried to market each song in its own way, and that one just, like,
took off
for some reason.
People love that song.
So when you say market, do you mean like you kind of share one single at a time, or like what's your process for that?
We'll try and like do the trickle down effect where we'll take a few singles from the album and kind of we'll pick the best ones or what we think the best are at the time and kind of put those out first and then market the rest
of
them.
The songs have a way of finding their own place, whatever, you know,
whatever you think. Yeah. Isn't that so bizarre? Cause it's like you think that this song's going to do well or whatever, and it's always like just something different.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Put out what you like personally and
We put out Marlboro Girl thinking that it was going to be like, oh, people are going to love this one, and it didn't do as well as like, you know.
Oh yeah,
we caught the rest of them.
Yeah,
like, that's one like of the most songs they sing the most.
The fans love that song, but the streams didn't love it as much.
That's so interesting. So then you're like fine tuning what works live and what works via streaming. I mean, you're obviously learning a ton doing all of this. So the new single gets to come out tomorrow. I think what we would like to do is take a little break, and we're going to set up for that live performance. Sounds good?
Sounds great. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. I really enjoyed having you on.
It was awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right, Fox and Veed. All right, Jess from Our Beats. This is Local Music Somewhere, and we'll catch y'all next time.
So my soul to the devil, just a rise of love letters, but it ain't working out for me. This holy water is what I need to keep my sorrows from drowning over me. Lord, I can't keep pretending I'm not a sinner. Lord knows I'm trying. Need this holy water to keep me from dying.